Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
Hebrews chapter number 4, verse number 14. There are some things in this world that are constant, some things that are known, and I am grateful that all of them are linked to Jesus, right? If you think today that what you have, if it is apart from Christ, if you think today that it's good enough, here's what you'll find out, right? It may be a short time or maybe a little longer, but either way, you will find out that everything that is attached to this world will fail, right? It doesn't have the ability to be enduring. But the love of the Lord endures. There is but one thing that is everlasting, and that is Christ. And my hope is in Him, friend, not this world. The Apostle Paul came to him at one time, and he said to them, he said, I didn't come with the enticing words of man's wisdom. He said, I came in much fear and trembling. And if you can imagine the boldness of Apostle Paul, him simply admitting that he feared and trembled as he was coming on purpose to bring the gospel, then I pray that you'll pray for me. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the testing, with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Bow with us. Father, thank you for your word. We come humbly and sincere, asking for your help. We pray for the unction that we do not control. We ask that it would, Lord, freely bring to us your word. May our hearts hear it. May we respond to it. I pray that all of this brings glory to you, for we ask it earnestly in our weakness. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let me say this. It thrills my soul to hear little children in the crowd. It thrills my soul to hear little children in the crowd. And so, for the parents of those that have made a point to bring their little children, God bless you. Bring them. I can tell you there is no greater resource that you will impart to your children than to expose them to the Word of the Almighty. For that alone has saving power. Yep. Parents do not. Yep. Christ only is the power to save. Bring them. Yep. I had a person one time, I don't know why I need to go here, but let me try. I had a person one time come to me at the end of the service and apologized. You know, kids are kids. They can't help it. And if you need to whack them or take them outside, just do whatever you need to do, right? That don't bother me none. Right? We need to raise them up and train them, right? They won't ever learn unless you teach them. So teach them. Amen. But what I want you to know is it won't bother me any. Okay? I've come on purpose and my unction don't come from you. It comes from God. And if it takes it, He'll blind my vision. Amen. Whatever it takes. Don't worry about me. You do what you got to do, but bring them. They need Jesus. I can tell you that. The only hope your kids or mine have got is Jesus. That's all that there is to bring them the answer, the solution to all of their concerns. That's Jesus. You do your part. You be faithful in that. And then trust God to do what He can do. And it'll make a difference. We have a high priest today. Now, it's not as simple, right, is just declaring that we have a high priest. We wasn't raised in a Jewish culture, right? We wasn't raised with the knowledge that somebody mediates for us. All of our lives, we've heard about Jesus and recognized that He is the one that does the work we can't do. In the Jewish culture, it was different, right? They understood the importance of sacrificing a lamb. They understood the need for bringing blood once a year and offering it up as an atonement for their sin. And yet, what the Apostle Paul is doing in the book of Hebrews is establishing the fact that Jesus is our high priest. He goes through verses number 2 and 3 and into 4, establishing without question that Jesus Christ is the best that there has ever been. That He is the greatest of all that has ever stood in the place in between God and man. Jesus Christ is that very one. He is better in every way. Number one, because He lived a sinless life. No other high priest was sinless. He became sin for me. No other high priest could. He offered His own blood in my place to cover my sin as my high priest, but also as my sacrifice. No other one could. Jesus is better. He is greater. He is our high priest today. And that's where we start this morning's message. Is the Apostle Paul having already established the fact, right? There is no more question, at least in the Apostle Paul's mind, and to the believers that are here today, there is no more question. Jesus Christ is our high priest. And as my high priest, He stands between me and the Father. He has reconciled me from a position of being alienated from God, without hope, as a dog in this world. Jesus has mediated unto the judge, amen, my redemption. He is my great high priest. You might have a lawyer down. I don't actually have a lawyer, but you may have one. Hey, and having a good lawyer out here is a good thing. But may I say to you today, I've got a mediator. I have one that understands where I've been. And I have one that knows the judge directly. You say it's a family deal. I'd like to confirm today that my father's the judge. Amen. My big brother is the mediator. And brother, I get to go free. You say that ain't fair. No. He paid the price that I couldn't pay. He satisfied the justice of Almighty God. He used His own blood to pay my sin debt. And brother, that has set me free. That is a high priest. A great high priest. There's none like Him forever after the order of Melchizedek, He would say in chapter number 5. He is forever our great high priest. I get excited when I'm talking about my high priest. Amen. There wasn't many of them got to Aaron. Amen. He was kind of an exclusive deal. I get to talk to Jesus every day. And I can bring to Him my concerns, my cares, my worries, my heart, everything. I can lay at the feet of my Savior. And you know what? He mediates for me. According to the Scripture, the Bible said day and night, He makes intercession for me. For me. That's what my high priest does. Seeing then that we have a great high priest. Jesus, the Son of God. That's where the apostle starts this particular passage. And I believe for us today, it ought to be a clear reminder that when I'm talking about Jesus, the Son of God, I'm referring to the infallible second part of the Godhead who died in my place, suffered for me that I could go free. And I realize that for some poor souls that may be here today, you may still be on the outside looking in. You may be thinking to yourself, well, that whatever that preacher's doing, it's foolishness. Hey, man, whatever it is that he's on about, I'm not so certain that I understand it. May I say to you today that when Jesus opens up your own heart, hey, man, you'll get the understanding. You'll begin to see. You'll hear the voice of God. And brother, when you do, I encourage you to respond to the one that is able to save your soul. It's the only hope that we have. The only hope that we have is Jesus. Seeing then that we have a great high priest, Jesus, the Son of God. That's where I want to start this morning and just leave with you a few simple things. I hope that will encourage you. But more than that, I want to remind you that if you're not saved, you need to be. The most important thing that'll ever happen to you is to bow before God and repent. To call on Him. You say, preacher, I'll just do, let me say something. It's by invitation. It's by invitation. We in no means coerce nor manipulate or beg or plead in any other way. Here's what I can be certain of. When you get lost, you'll go to hunting the Savior. And I just happen to know who He is, what He does, and how He can help you. So if you have a need of Him today, then today's the day of salvation. If you know in your heart today that you're lost and you need Him, then today is that day, and I welcome you to come. I invite you to come. I ask you to call on Him before it's too late. But you've got to know in your own heart that He's the Redeemer. You've got to know, you've got to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Seeing that we have a great high priest. Now, I believe the Apostle Paul is making a statement here that he's already concluded. He's proved it in every way. He has weighed all of the evidence in the balances, and he is absolutely certain and has proved his case and rests it here and declares to you and I that Jesus Christ is the great high priest. He is the one between God and man. And if you're lost today, you are still alienated from God the Father. You are not there yet. You will not get there through religion. You will not get there through your lineage or your heritage or your mother, your dad, any of these things. It will require that you be born again of Jesus Christ to get to God. The only way to get there is through Jesus. Seeing then, trying to establish our platform to launch here, seeing then that we have a great high priest, Jesus the Son of God. Boy, I need some help. Seeing then that I have some. Seeing that Jesus is my high priest. Jesus is the one that sticks closer than a brother. Jesus is the one who is with me always and will never forsake me. Who will go with me even to the end of the world. Jesus, who is my mediator. The one that stands and makes intercession for me day and night. Jesus, the one who has died for my sins and rose again that I could go free. Jesus, the one who has offered unto me the gift of eternal life. Jesus is the high priest, the great, the only high priest. Seeing then that we have one. All right, let's make sure you don't have to raise your hand, but if you feel compelled to, raise it. If you know for short and certain that Jesus is your high priest. Jesus is the high priest. There's no other, you see. There is nothing else that can save a man. Right? Religion can't do it. There's no other man that can do it. There's not any help that's here that can provide you eternal salvation. Jesus Christ is the only person, the only foundation, the only way for you to be saved. Seeing then that we have a great high priest, Jesus, the Son of God. Now, have we established the certainty of this, right? If you're in question, go back to chapter 2 and read through chapter 3 and chapter 4 and go on into chapter 5 of Hebrews, and you'll hear the Apostle Paul as he continues to weigh to the Hebrews, the Jew, right? Because who he was trying to convince was not a Gentile. He was trying to convince the Jew. He was trying to convince the Jewish people who had a high priest then. At that very moment, they had a high priest. They had one that mediated for them. He had to prove to them that Jesus exceeded any high priest ever born on earth. Any high priest who either existed or did exist at that time. Jesus was the great high priest. The Apostle Paul establishes the foundation that this is fact. That the only one that can truly mediate for a man's sin is the Son of God, Jesus Christ Himself. I ask you simply, do you believe in Jesus today? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? He came down from heaven. He hung on a cross. They buried Him and He rose again from an empty tomb. He went back to God and He is coming again one day. That is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
That's the foundation of salvation, period. There's no other gospel than that. If you believe in Jesus Christ who died and rose again for your sins, thou shalt be saved. That's what the scripture says. It's his, it's not mine. He has declared this simply the truth. And all you have to do is believe it. Seeing then that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, he is our great high priest, that establishes for me a foundation that is unshakable. It is unmovable. It is the rock of all ages. It is the rose in the valley. It is everything to me. Jesus is my great high priest. You say you speak as if he's your best friend. Yep, that's about the net. He's my best friend in every way, in everything. Jesus is my great high priest. He stands in my place and fights my battles, strengthens me, covers me, hides me, protects me. All of these things is Jesus. Seeing then, past tense, it's settled for me. Not a question at all. Seeing then, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is my high priest. And there are some things I am responsible for. But you must have a foundation of Christ. It is futile for you to try to live a Christian life if you're not a Christian. You cannot do it. You have not the resources, the ability. That is an engine without fuel. It will not run. You can't be a Christian unless you've been born again. The Spirit of God has to abide within you. Converted, it's called. Made a new creature. Old things passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Oh, to God that I could get people to recognize that salvation is not religion. Salvation is not about a denomination. It's not about a where to or a how for. It is about Jesus Christ and the work he did for me. He is the foundation of salvation, period. To believe in Jesus Christ does not mean you have to be a Baptist or a Methodist or a Presbyterian. No, it means you must believe in the finished work of Calvary's cross. You must believe that Jesus Christ is the only means that can save you or me. You see, the gospel is simple. It is all about Jesus and what he has done. Seeing then that we have such a great high priest, Jesus, the Son of God. Two things. Number one, you'll find at the end of verse number 14, he declares there is a responsibility for the children of God to hold fast the profession of our faith. Now we can come in here every Sunday and say, hey, put your boots on and get back to it. Right? But the truth is you need something more than that. Right, you can come in here and I can pat you on the back and say, don't give up. Just keep fighting. Amen. Just hold on. It'll be all right. But what you really need is something down in your soul that's on fire. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about something that burns down inside you. That every time you try to sit down, it jacks you back up. You say, I want some of that. You can have it. What I'm talking about is real. Amen. It is a fire shut up in the bones. People don't understand it. I realize that. I get it. You may be here and you may not yet be saved. And you're looking, you're thinking, boy, I'd like to have whatever he's on. I want you to know today, you can have it. And it is real. It'll change your life. You won't even recognize yourself. When you come out from under the conversion that takes place when you get born again, and I want you to know it happens just like that. It's done. The transaction is finished. You become a new creature and the Holy Spirit abides within you. There ain't no substitute for Christ. It's time that we recognize is those who have made up their mind and are settled with the truth that Jesus is the Son of God, that we hold fast the profession of our faith. No more wavering. No more back and forth. Every little thing seems to upset people and they run here and there and hurt feelings and blaming this one and that one. Bless your heart. There's a time the Apostle Paul said you need to get to eating something stronger. Amen. The reason you're going back and forth and you can't seem to settle is because you're still on the milk. You need to get a hold of something that'll grow your bones and give you something in a fire on the inside. Something that'll cause us to stick to it when we don't want to stick to it. You say, how do you do that? Well, seeing then that Jesus is my great high priest. That's how I do it. It ain't because of something that I do. It's because of something that's in me. Bless God, the preacher's possessed. Yes! It's about time we get it too. There is one that bought me and paid for me the minute I surrendered, and I am His. I am not my own anymore. I don't make my own decisions. He lives in me. That makes all the difference in the world. For that reason alone, we hold fast the profession of our faith. I'm not saying we don't struggle. I'm not saying you don't have hard times. What I'm saying is you've got Jesus. He won't fail you. You won't give up if you're of Christ. You believe that, son? The Apostle Paul said it like this. He said, we're not of them that draw back unto perdition. But we are of them who believe to the saving of the soul. Say, preacher, how can you be sure that you're going to heaven? Well, I can assure you it's not because of me. If it was because of me, I'd be as scared as you are. What I'm saying is because of Jesus, my high priest, I am going to heaven. I have no excuse. None. No excuse to lay down my cross. I have. You probably have too. We're all guilty. But the Apostle Paul said, seeing then now that we have a great high priest, Jesus, the Son of God, let's hold fast the profession of our faith. Let's hold fast. It's inevitable. You put enough people, everybody's got a different mind, right? We all like snowflakes. We all different. God made us that way. Every DNA is different. Ain't that just like a mighty God to make everybody's DNA? Absolutely. Exquisitely unique in their own. That's just like God. We're all different. It's inevitable. We're not going to see eye to eye every time. It's inevitable that things won't go our way. Half time we're wrong. Half time we're wrong because we think we're right or we let pride get in our way. But you hear me? Hold fast the profession of your faith. And whatever situation you get into, if it requires repentance, then you know what you need to do. Repent. If it means you go to your brother and say, I'm so sorry. You go to him. If it means you change and line up with the Word of God, you know who's responsible for that? You are. We have a responsibility to hold fast the profession of our faith in Jesus Christ today. No wavering. Look in the mirror here. Grow up! Huh? You notice I'm not looking at nobody else? Grow up! What we need is a little boldness in the spirit. We need to quit turning and running every time the devil attacks. We need to turn around. Amen. Lay one on him. hold fast the profession of your faith. He can't stand against a child of the King. What Jesus said was, get behind me. And you know what he had to do? He had to get behind him. I've got one inside me still making the same statement. Still with the same power. I'm convinced that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I'm convinced He is all powerful. I'm convinced that He is my high priest. He intercedes for me. He lives inside of me. And therefore, I have no excuse of ever backing up on my profession of faith. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith. Look at verse number 16 for number 2. Number 2. He said this, let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Here's the problem. When it comes to holding fast to the profession of our faith, some of you forget number 2. Because in order to get number 1, you're going to have to utilize the ability in number 2, amen, to find your place at the throne of God. Amen. I heard somebody here last week, they said it's just like a big table and I've got my own seat at it. Right? Ain't nobody else sits in my seat at God's table. Amen. It's just not generalized. It's just not universal. There is a place that is mine. When He wrote my name, I became a child of the King. My name is in His book. I am forever sealed until He redeems me. I am a child of God today. And when I go to His table, I sit in my seat. Let us therefore come boldly. Watch. Tough. I don't know if you're like me, but that's a tough one to get. Because anything that comes to God, it seems to wreak more reverence and fear than it does boldness to me. I tremble. But you know what He's saying to me, Mick? He's saying, listen to me. If you've really got it that Jesus is the Son of God, your high priest, then you can come boldly. Right? You know why I can waltz into the throne room of God? Amen. It ain't because Tommy Boring has arrived. It is because the Lamb of God has cleansed me and made me His own. I have a right at the table of God. Not because of who I am or what I have ever done. But all through my high priest, He has made a way for me to be there. The Apostle Paul is trying to this early church that was plagued with Judaism, plagued with all of this legalism that was being thrown on them, and that they were being told that they weren't worshiping God right. You have to do it this way, or you have to do it that way. You have to be this or that, and can't eat that, or don't do that. Listen, what Paul was trying to tell him was, look, Jesus is the Son of God, and if you know that, if He's your Savior, hold fast the profession of faith. Was your faith in works? No. My faith wasn't in circumcision. My faith was not in meats or things unclean. My faith was not in offering in the temple or giving something to the high. No. My faith is in Jesus Christ. Seeing then that we have a great high priest, Jesus, the Son of God. Number 1, let me hold fast the profession of my faith. Number 2, I can do that if I will but go unto the throne of grace and seek the 2 things that I need. Number one, think about it. The first thing, the foremost thing that I need when approaching God is mercy. Ain't that what He said? He said, come boldly. You know what Jesus is saying? Come on, don't be afraid. I paid for every last one. Come on, what are you waiting on? Right? You sitting there thinking, I've been too bad, I've drank too much, I've done too much, I've been this, I've been that. Jesus standing saying, come on! I died and I bled and I covered every sin. Nothing have I not paid for. Come to me, come! You know what it took? I was terrified the night I got saved. Just like that, I got so scared I couldn't hardly live. I was fine 1 minute, Marvin, and next thing I know, I was shaking. I was scared absolutely to death. But may I say to you today, there was a measure of boldness faith give to me. Do you know that faith gives confidence? You say, where'd that faith come from? I reckon it came from Him. Hey, I didn't have any way to grab any. Amen. There wasn't any right there at me. All I know is 1 minute I was scared to death, and the next minute I believed that if I could get to Jesus, I would be made whole. I knew that. I believed that with all my heart. There was a measure of faith that grew in me just like that. God brought to me the ability to believe in His Son. You sitting there, you're thinking, my goodness, this is getting more complicated. No, it's not. When it happens to you, you will have absolutely no doubt what to do. What to do. What to do.
Before the throne of grace and mercy. The reason there is an opportunity to approach God is because Christ has died for me. It is all about having that great high priest. And as we approach the throne of grace boldness, we do so that we might obtain mercy. Mercy for what? You are a sinner. You are doomed by our own sin to die. We are sinners. The Scripture has concluded it. All are under sin. There is none good, no, not one. Nobody will get into heaven because they earned it. You are going to heaven because of the high priest, Jesus Christ the righteous. That is the only way. When we come into the throne room of God, having held fast the profession of our faith, we find mercy. Mercy. Because my sins are cast as far as the east is from the west. My sin, my iniquity, He took, forgave me of all my sin, and those are gone completely in His sight. Listen to me. We come boldly because we have no sin. That sin has been paid for. We come to find mercy. But also we come to find what? Grace to help. Grace to help. Anybody need some help? I'll tell you what brings the help. It's grace. You say, what is grace? It's the unmerited favor of God, right? Because He loves me. He helps me day after day after day. Seeing then that we have a great high priest, we got to hold fast the profession of our faith. But number two, we got to meet with God. We've got to meet with Him. We've got to come and obtain the mercy and the grace that we need. Amen. To make it in this world. You say, how can you be so sure? Then go back to verse number 15 as we close. Verse number 15. We did 14, 16. Now we're going to the one in the middle. And you know what Paul does in the middle? He just describes Jesus. You say, Jesus don't know what I'm going through. Oh, I beg your pardon. He knows. As a matter of fact, according to verse number 15, you can go back into verse number 2, the 18th verse of verse number 2 or 28th verse, I forget. And it says that He suffered as you suffer in order that He might be able to help you when you're tempted, when you're in need, when you're in trouble. Jesus has gone through what you've gone through in order that He might help you when you need it. You see what He said in verse number 15 was, is He said, our high priest. He said, my high priest. He said, He's not like other high priests. No, He's not a high priest that cannot be touched with the infirmities that we experience. No, He said in all of these things, our high priest was tempted like as we are. He knows what we feel. He became flesh in order that He might experience flesh and all of its suffering and all of its pain and all of its hurt and its heartache. He suffered in His own flesh. When you come to Christ, you can come boldly knowing that He understands your problem. And He cares for you. Come get a song. He cares for you. Come boldly today. Come seeking the mercy and the grace to help. Seeing then that we have a high priest, Jesus, who sits at the right hand of God today, has done all of this that I can go free, that you can go free. Come on. And if you're here this morning and you know, you say, preacher, I'm absolutely certain that I'm saved. I know that I'm saved. Then hold fast to it. Stick to it. Hold the profession of your faith and go to God boldly and find the mercy daily and the grace to help that you might stand in a world that needs a light for Christ. Let's stand as we sing. If you need Him today, come on. Come on. The opportunity to be saved is one that you have to take. It's a gift. In order to receive a gift, you got to put your hand out there. You've got to take it. He won't make you be saved. You've got to take it. Be bold. Take that step. Be bold. You need Jesus. You're desperate for Him. Oh, that the Spirit right now would open up your heart and you see how desperate you are. You need Jesus. Oh, I love you. You need Him. Go ahead and sing. If you're here and need Him today, come on. The altar's open. The invitation is given. But oh, if it's given of Christ, come. Come to Him.